Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What if we had a shot clock in life?
Don't we?
No.
What are you talking about?
Like, you know, in basketball, there's a shot clock. Like, you have to get your shot off within 24 seconds.
Yeah.
In the NBA. What if you had a clock where it's like you, in 24 seconds, you had to take a shot?
Like a drink?
Yeah.
Like all day?
Yeah.
No.
No? You wouldn't do it?
Like, no.
Does it always have to be alcohol?
Ooh, good question.
This dude could just do shots of water.
Let's say no. Every 24 seconds, you got to take a shot of something.
That's not healthy.
You could also get a shot.
That's
like
also distracting your day. You can't even just like sit down and relax.
24 minutes.
24 minutes? So that's what, 2 an hour? A little more than 2 an hour?
How about 2.4 hours?
Okay, now we're just, what about 24 hours? Guys, now we're just getting away from ourselves.
What about every 24 weeks?
24 years?
Huh? Huh? Come on, Austin. Top that.
I don't.
Got another one?
No. Sorry, I got distracted because we always have WGN on here in the studio. And they always, you know, WGN does a really good job of getting to like all of the news and all of the pop culture and fun news that there is out there. Right now there's on the Chiron, it says 1970s Brady Variety Hour. And
yeah,
it's just
Brady Bunch.
People in the 70s dancing. A bunch of like showgirls.
That's the mom from Brady Bunch.
Oh, that's the
Shirley.
Did they have the Brady Bunch had it a variety hour?
Was this tied
into the show at all?
No, I think that they were so popular they made like a variety show one night.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you watch this?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't know.
It would be great if Mel just started giving very intimate details of the show that she watched it. Like,
yeah.
No, I didn't watch it, but I did love the part where Peter started
Alice.
Singing.
Oh, there is Alice.
That looks like Jason Momoa behind her.
Getting handsy with Jason Momoa.
Hey, that's the guy from The Wizard of Oz.
It is.
Yeah.
This is a wild who's who. Who knew the 1970s Brady Variety? Are they just playing it in its full, too? Like, we've been watching this clip. Like, normally it's just, like, short clips and, like, jump on to the next story.
I don't know. Where was Marsha? Marsha.
Yeah, why not? Where's Jan?
Yeah.
Nobody ever
asks
where's Jan.
Melissa.
Hey, I like Marsha.
Melissa. Melissa, you had multiple sisters. Would you say you were the best of the sisters?
Ooh.
Best in what way, Austin?
I don't know. Best looking?
I don't know. My sister's pretty. She's pretty in like the dark haired, dark eye way. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, some men like you.
Yeah.
Like women with dark hair.
That is my type.
That is your type.
Which is exactly why I married a blonde.
So, I mean, do you think you're the better looking of you and your sister?
No. She won best looking of her senior class and as her superlative.
Kyle, do you think you're the best looking of your siblings?
No.
Who is? In their prime.
Your sister's really pretty.
She's very pretty.
I don't know if I've ever...
A fun story. So my brother, Sean, is 10 years older than me. I was very much an oopsie baby. I'm admitting that. And...
I feel like how he's admitting it.
When I dated a girl once whose sisters were a couple of years behind Sean in high school. And when she said, yeah, I'm dating Kyle Milnemo, they went, oh my God, is his brother Sean. We all had like a crush on him in high school. Cause like, I think there was also some of that of like, he was a junior or senior and they were younger. So like you see them around more. And when my girlfriend at the time met my brother, she said out loud, like she sees him and goes, I got to see a photo of you from high school. Meaning,
oh my, see, like, my brother what right all the away fuss was like, about.
My brother was like, oh, she didn't believe I was attractive in high school? What the hell?
Oh, she saw him today.
Like, she saw him like today and was like, let me see a photo.
Oh, what a
from
shot.
You.
That's funny.
It got him. Got him real good.
Oh my God.
That's really funny.
But I don't know. I mean, I'm really trying to think. Maybe my sister, maybe my older brother, Brian. I don't think I was ever the most attractive. I made up for it in personality. One time I told my mom that I wasn't like I was in college. I wasn't working out as much as I probably should have. And I said out loud, you know, you know what? It's probably a good thing I'm not working out. I don't want a woman to be attracted to me just because of my devilish looks. She should fall for my personality.
Yeah.
And my mom went, that means you should probably work out.
Oh,
snap.
Damn,
oh,
my ass.
On
mom
you.
Roasted your ass.
Wow, good job.
I was talking the story the other day that my mom is known for roasting. One time my sister and I got into a fight, speaking of being oopsie babies. We got into a fight where we were yelling at each other, you're a mistake, no, you're a mistake. And my mom walked by and just went, you were both mistakes, and left.
Wow.
Like, damn, mom.
Wow, she doesn't want to hear it anymore. That's a great line for any mom to use on any parent.
Yeah.
I mean, any kid. Yeah. Like when they're being annoying, mm-hmm. You were a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that doesn't psychologically damage them and then make them go to therapy years later. No, I'm in therapy for other things. Don't worry.
I'm in therapy for other things.
I've been in therapy for so many
Isn't
more things.
Isn't everybody in therapy?
Including the hosts of the show that I produce.
Everybody needs a good cry.
Everybody gets sad every other week. Thursdays at 3 p.m.
Shout out to therapists. They have to deal with a lot.
I could never be a therapist.
A lot of stuff.
Never in a million years could I sit there and listen to all that negativity day in and day out, all day long.
Well, and it's not only that, but it's like, think about just like all of the like stuff that you have to hear from one person. Then right after that, you have to go to a completely different client and then a completely different client.
And think about like the range of emotions. So like one person is complaining, like you said, like complaining about their job.
Yeah.
And then the next person's like, my mom died when I was young and I'm still reeling. And then the next person's like, I don't know, seasonal depression's really getting me. Like the range of that.
Right.
Like they're all
right.
serious in their own way, but it's like.
That's what I'm saying. It's like one after another depressive episodes like popping into your life all day, every day, 5 days a week.
You can't be an emotional sponge there. Like, I can't imagine just like I would drink all the time because I'd be so
You already drink all the time.
Yeah, not as much as I should. Not as much as I should.
Mel's like your mom. Roasted your ass.
I know, jeez. I wish this was a drink right now.
Can I ask you a question about therapy, like when on weeks that you don't have anything necessarily, like, you know, it was a pretty good week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you just go and talk about your week being good?
Or do you cancel?
No. So that kind of happened semi-recently. I had like something came up where I had to push my appointment. I think we had like a concert or something. So I was like, I can't make my appointment. So I pushed it. And I remember saying out loud to my wife, I was like, I don't know if I should go because I don't have anything. Like, gonna be an hour of me just being like, I don't know, or something. So Haley goes, no, those are often the best therapy appointments, people say, because like you can kind of dive into other things or talk about other things that you can't normally focus on. So normally it will just be like, in those instances, sometimes it'll be like follow-ups and things that I've brought up before that maybe we haven't touched on in a while, or maybe it'll just be like random. We'll be able to do follow-ups on things from a while back that she's like, I've never asked you about this, but how do you feel about this and stuff like that. So They are very, that's very nice.
Do you think it's helped?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I bottle a lot of things up. And as you guys know, I deal with a lot of things with humor, which is like fine in a sense, but like when you kind of keep it all bottled up and like, I'm not going to get into it here, but like there's things going on with like my family that like I had did not realize was going to, I was going to struggle with until Haley was like, you're starting to struggle with this. And Haley was the one who pushed me like, you should start going to therapy.
Yeah.
And in those cases, it's helped me like in little bits here and there to help.
I thought he started therapy because of this job.
I wish. I'm glad. That's a relief, Mel, to be honest, right. For us.
I love, yeah. No, I don't talk about how you guys are so self-centered that you think that you are the reason that I go to therapy. That is the most Melissa and Austin thing I've ever heard.
So glad.
I love that you guys are like, oh, good, you're going to therapy. Thank God it's not because of us. We always thought it was because of that. Nope. Just my depressing home life.
We drive him to craziness. I'm just glad that we drive him to craziness that it's not the main reason.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I haven't spent sessions talking about you guys.
Oh, man.
See, I tried therapy last summer. And I found myself, all I was doing was venting. Well, sometimes the whole hour would go by and I talked the entire time.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I barely said, I would just, she couldn't even get a word in edgewise because I was like, blah, 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 blah.
But isn't that what it's supposed to be?
I don't know. I don't even know what it's supposed to be. I have no idea.
Wait, how many sessions did you do?
I don't know, like maybe 20, 15 or 20.
20?
And then I just stopped.
Just cold turkey?
Yeah, I didn't have anything else to talk about.
You're fine.
I had nothing else to complain about. I complained all through everything I needed to say, you know?
Yeah.
And
20 sessions.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I got really busy with work stuff, so I couldn't even meet. I couldn't meet. And then I was like, I don't know if I have anything else to say. So you can only hear yourself complain so much before you're tired of hearing yourself complain.
I get that. And because it's like you don't want to complain, but did you not feel like, you know, like a sense of like, a weight lifted off your shoulders?
No. Not really.
What about a monkey lifted off
your
shoulders?
Maybe once in a while I would. But a lot of times it just like kept, it would escalate. Like my frustrations would escalate through the meeting, like in discussing it.
Sure.
And then I'd leave going, God bless it. Jeez.
Then you needed to go to therapy just for those therapy sessions.
I know.
Yeah. It's like needing a vacation after you get back from vacation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone?
To therapy? No. And I want to.
Really?
I want to
go. Why would you want to go if you don't need to go?
For exactly the things that you lamented about. Like, I want to go and like vent. Because I'm kind of like Kyle. I bottle things up. Like, if it's not, I pick my battles. If it's not worth, it's no sweat off my back. I just let it roll off and I move on with my day. But I feel like it's not healthy. And if I could unpack some of that, then it would help me in the long run, I think.
I think everybody needs to cry more.
That's
what
releases
it.
Mel, we're not crying on this show.
That's what releases it.
No,
it's
Mel,
a release.
You've been trying to get me to cry for 4 years.
Both of those can work, though. Maybe if you want to cry more, you can do that. If you want to go to therapy to talk about it, you can do that.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I almost cried when I announced my daughters on both daughters on this show.
As you should.
I cried.
Knowing that you were no longer going to be my son.
No, knowing that I'm no longer your number one. It was a tough day.
You're
no longer the baby.
And by the way, I started after Kennedy was born, so I still thought I was number one.
Is that why you're a Blair boy? Hashtag Blair boys?
No, because Kennedy has just slandered my name and I'm out.
She did. She called him a poo-poo head.
Yeah.
But I will
on my
say
biggest
this,
day of the year when I ran the marathon.
Update so. In the Huff home, we do not call anyone poo-poo heads. We do not say poo-poo unless it is referring to going poo-poo.
I thought you were going to say unless it's referring to Kyle.
I know. I was about to say, dang. Yeah. Just getting burned all over the
That's
place.
That's the only time we're allowed to say poo-poo head. You poo-poo head?
You're a poo-poo head.
What?
Yeah.
We do not say poo-poo in this house.
You know what? I'm a grown man. I can say poo-poo as much as I want.
That is it. You are grounded.
You are grounded from poo-poo head.
Can you ground me?
Mel's
grounded.
Hey, real quick. You,
what?
Wait. Is the phone ringing?
No.
I think that is, it is. I think that's Poo-Poo Head Magazine.
Oh, Poo-Poo Head Magazine's
they're
calling.
Following up to see if you're on the cover, my friend.
Why are they asking to see if I'm the cover? They're the magazine. They should be telling us whether or not I'm on the cover.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're following up on that. Because they emailed and said you might be on the cover, and now they're following up on it.
Well, you know what? You got the center spread.
I feel like I'm watching a volleyball or like a tennis match. I'm just, my head's going back.
Well, he's the poo-poo head.
No, he's the poo-poo.
Love serving poo-poo.
Dude.
I know.
His favorite recipe is poo-poo.
Austin looks like a poo-poo, but you look like diarrhea.
Oh,
the hell? I've done nothing to you.
Well,
wait, real quick.
I'm talking
Poo-Poo
about...
Head Magazine just emailed me. You're also on the cover.
Oh,
you're
cool.
A poo-poo head.
No.
Diarrhea Face Magazine is also on the line.
Let's
see what we can do next month.
When do we get to do the photo shoot?
I was talking about your hair color and his hair color.
You know what? You didn't follow it up quick enough. I know what I'm talking about in therapy next.
Wait, she says that as if that's better. You're saying my hair looks like poop and his looks like diarrhea?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Kyle, can I go with you to your therapy appointment
this
week?
Yeah, no, you're welcome to join. Now you know why I talk for 3 hours.
No, you're the poo-poo head.
You're the poo-poo head, Mo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.